This is the Word of God from the Household of David Church. It is a message designed to raise men after God's own heart. Listen and be blessed.
Hallelujah. Let's read together 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 this morning. Now, you will need to listen to the message of first service. I will refer to a few things there, but we all, how many of us? Let's read it together. 1, 2, go. With open face. Glory of the Lord. We are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We are changed. Hallelujah. If you go verse 13, the Bible says, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. Now verse 14, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remained the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. Glory to God. This is the story of Moses spending time with God and his face glowing. And as he was coming down from the mountain, he saw that people were afraid to come near him. And then he had to get a mask. Nose mask. A mask to cover his face because of the glory. Now the Bible is saying that God is not per se putting things on faces again. The glory is now in your mind. Because this is the center of the warfare. So I want to continue on warfare today. And I'm talking about mindsets. First service, I was able to just show them that thoughts are and imagination are not intangible things as we think. So Hebrews 4:12 says, neither is any creation. Said the word is a discerner of every thought and intent of hearts. And then we also read in Genesis 6:5, where the Bible says that man's, one of the reasons why God destroyed the then world, he said man's thoughts and imagination were wicked and evil continually. And he grieved God. In other words, God responds to imaginations, to thoughts. Thoughts are tangible things in the realm of the spirit, more tangible than physical actions that you take. Psalm 2 says, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. They were still imagining it, and God was already laughing in heaven. Glory to God. Imaginations. And I said, the reason for this 2 Corinthians 3:18 about a change is that when man fell, this power, this engine that God put inside man for production of the future, of the desires of God in your life, is now corrupted. It's now in deep corruption, except you are born again. When you are born again, you must have an encounter with God for your imagination and your thought to be straightened out. To be straightened out. Psalm 1 says, blessed is man that walketh in the counsel of ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of God. There is something that comes into a man and corrects otherwise. What I was able to do for service, which that will be enough, that will be all I'll make reference to this service, is the fact that every natural man has a natural propensity for thinking evil. Allow your imagination to run wild. That's what the Bible says, guide your heart with all diligence out of it. Now, this might surprise people. Listen to me. The future per se does not come from God. God is God over everything. He has made a decree. He has set a ball in motion. He has set a process. The Bible didn't say guide your heart with all diligence for out of it, or pray to God out. It said guide your heart. The issues of life. One of the fundamental works of prayer is to do an internal working in us that we might think the way God wants us to think, because ultimately, as a man thinketh in his heart, so. Remember our foundational scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. The Bible talks about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God in pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination. So I explain this way, and let's take it up from here. There is something in the remote control, whatever they call infrared or whatever, that links it to the TV, even though there is no physical cord from the remote to the TV. So when you want to change channel, the TV responds because there is a connection. When a demon, or what they call ancestral spirit, it is not about the power of those demons. It is the fact that once they are able to sow a thought in your heart that there is an issue with this family, it is that belief system that sustains the activities of those demons in that family. Did you get this? No matter how many people go for deliverance, no matter how many times they are prayed for, once the thought pattern is still the father, there's a problem here. You have given that demon legal right. They operate through that invisible ray. They come in because there is something in you that keeps pulling them. And I say, if God were to open the eyes of everybody in this service, you'll begin to see that as you walk around, what is going on inside you is so tangible in the spirit realm. It walks around you. It becomes blessing or curses to you. The statement that Jesus made, every Christian should think about this. This came from the lips of the master in Mark 7:15. When Jesus said in Mark 7:15 that there is nothing. And I said, nothing means nothing in Hebrew and Greek. Nothing is nothing. Jesus said, there is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him. So there is nothing somebody puts on that defiles the person. But I explained the first service, but you dress according to what is inside you. Period. If you like to expose your body, there is something fundamentally wrong inside that you have not dealt with. That's all. I get what I'm saying. Jesus said that there is nothing coming from outside that can defile, that can have effect on a man. He said, but it is what is from within. When the Lord went to heaven, Apostle Paul, with the abundance of revelation he mentioned, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, stumbled into this, and Paul puts it this way, Romans 14:14. He said, I know and I am persuaded by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. This is a very strong statement by Apostle Paul. Romans 14:14. And he said, Paul said that there is nothing unclean by itself. I was in secondary school when I first read this. But to him, it's not about that external thing. It's not about that external thing. Many years ago, a man who called himself an atheist went to untie a ram that they dedicated to gods in Ijebu, which everybody was afraid of. He said, well, I don't believe in God, so consequently there is no Satan as well. And he hates it and nothing happened to him. There is nothing itself. You won't even get God to work your life if you don't believe in God. There is nothing in itself. That thing will work when it finds a thought in you that agrees with it. Glory to God. People don't see this. That's why bullet can meet this. This is what Psalm 91 is all about. That no matter what is happening, if the seed of protection is inside you, somehow you are spared. The one shooting does not know why he keeps this one. But in the realm of the spirit, thoughts are. How powerful is this thing? It's a short message this morning. Are you following me? I want to be sure that somebody is hearing me this morning. Let me show you something from Ezekiel chapter 2. Let me not go by books. You know, I don't write down sermons. So, Ezekiel chapter 28. Sorry, Ezekiel 28. Let's read this one. Look at this. Ezekiel 28. The word of the Lord came to me again, saying, now this is a word from God. Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyros, thus saith the Lord God, because thy heart is lifted up, thou hast said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the sea, yet thou art a man, not God. Though, this last word is powerful. Is it possible for mortal man to do this? But that's what the Bible says. Though thou set thy heart as the heart of God. Look at the result. Verse 3. You are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret they can hide from thee. Next verse. With thy wisdom and thy understanding, thou hast gotten riches, gotten gold and silver by into thy treasures. By thy great wisdom, God is attributing a great wisdom to a man. And by thy traffic, thou hast increased. You will talk of somebody having airline now. Thy riches and thy heart is lifted up because of thy riches. Now, God acknowledged that this guy, Prince of Tyros, who was a king then, influenced by Lucifer himself. Verse 14 changed from Prince of Tyros to King of Tyros, referring to Lucifer himself. So the first 14 verses or 13 were talking about the king. The last one talking about Lucifer. Because the two of them were very close. But this mortal man started having unusual results. He became wiser than all men in generation. He became so rich that God acknowledged it. And God said, what was responsible for it? He set his heart as the heart of God. So no man could kill him. No man could match his results. He was not thinking like a man again. And the Bible says he did it by himself. How strong is mindset? Because of fall, of the fall of man, our imagination, corruption has entered it. Naturally, we imagine bad things. It is easier to walk in fear than in faith. Just like it is very easy to destroy something. I doubt if anybody here can manufacture your by yourself television. But there is nobody that cannot destroy one. All it takes just to carry it and throw it down. You can manufacture your phone, but you can destroy your phone. Because of the fall of man, negative thoughts are very easy. But you see, the power of your thoughts and your imagination, they remain the same. It's like energy that is neither created nor destroyed, but that you convert from one form to another. You need, this is why Romans 12 says that do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Where the challenge is right now. People talk about warfare outside, they bind spirits outside, but they don't pay attention to where the real thing is. So when Paul saw it, he said that we bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. There is a will of Christ in your life, spelled out in his word. But there is a way my thought wants to go by the experiences I've had. Your fears and your insecurities will come from the experiences you have had. Some parents have done a good job in setting some of us. Some people here have been set well more than other people. Some other people, it was catastrophic in the family. Now they don't trust anybody again. Their disposition towards life is very negative. And then they meet somebody who tells them that all they need is deliverance, and the game starts and never ends. I said this with passion. I still got a call not too long ago from a camp. Compassion gripped my heart. 21 days of dry fasting. I haven't seen that in the word of God. I fast for them, but I haven't seen. I fast every week, every day. So we are not again. The Bible says, when you fast, we should fast. But there is nowhere in the New Testament that people were told that for this to leave you, you have to do this kind of. But if it is to fast, and this way I'm going to, if it's to fast, that a fundamental work might be done by God inside you. When the picture changes inside, you become a champion outside. This is, remember, Old Testament shadow, New Testament substance. God was using the lives of men in Old Testament to begin to mirror this truth. Everybody called him Jacob's supplanter. A typical example of what you call a cursed person. From the birth, way before he did anything. But you see, he was the same one that God chose. But it didn't look like it. But one night, Jacob had an encounter with God. Genesis 32. The angel did not say, all the forces in your life, I command them to go. The angel just said that, see, there is only one thing you need, a change of identity. He said, what is your name? He said, I am Jacob. He said, from now, you are no more Jacob. This is the greatest deliverance a man can have. Jesus said, you shall know the truth. Now you shall go to the pastor, and the truth will make you free. The greatest freedom is an adjustment of an internal picture inside you. Everything changes on the outside. This is why the devil throws things at us to begin to get us to think in a certain way. A woman marries, 3 years she has no child. Then the spirits begin to speak. Remember, your auntie didn't give birth. This one, the only reason why you will not have a child, you that God has promised that there shall not be barren. Now, there is what God has said. That is the thought of Christ. That's what I say, bringing every thought. But occasionally, your thought is going to what? You can't deny what you have seen. Your thought is going to truly, your sister. For some, they have not even seen a doctor. Nobody has told them they have a problem. They are already afraid. And that sustains the activity of that spirit who doesn't want you to have a child. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is where the real warfare is. A change, therefore, happens as an encounter with God. It does not mean an angel will appear to you like it did to Jacob. While we're worshiping earlier, for some who press into worship, something, these are moments which God will just adjust something inside you. You just notice spiritual operations, many times, like Adam was made to sleep, he woke up and saw Eve. Some of the greatest works that God will do in your life, you will not even know when he's doing it. You just realize along the line that you are not thinking a particular way again. One of the things that will help again, apart from worship and prayer, I'll come back to worship, join the right company who help you to think the right way. You need the right company. So, Daniel located Shadrach, Meshach. You need the right company. The world is too dirty, too polluted, full of unbelief, fear, insecurity. But the fundamental part of that was what Jacob was left alone. See, I think I started touching on this last week. The prayer that many Christians know is a prayer of request. It's just one out of many types of prayer. Lord, as I go, I'll guide me. There is a prayer when you are not saying anything. You are just in the presence of God. Can I encourage you? I don't use worship songs, but when I pray, but if you need to, get one. There is a time in prayer when you shut up your mouth and let the Creator work on you. This is how sometimes for 3 hours you are in your room and you are not talking to anybody. Out of the 3 hours, you've only spoken for 1 hour. The last 2 hours, you are just on the floor there, on your knees there. The Holy Spirit does not move very quickly when you start praying. It gets to a point where you rest, but you are not living his presence. Then with his mighty hand, light begins to enter your soul. And what happened 30 years ago? That is the reason why your imagination is always wild. Wherever the lust came from, that you can't stay with a lady without thinking of something. Wherever all these things come from, the spirit begins to adjust. Otherwise, you are people who are born again, and the things of old, they still having no power. Don't you see them all around? How many Christians steal in the offices and embezzle money? How many Christians still womanize? How many Christians do all the things The Lord is not condemning them, but he has provided the way out. We are the light of the world. We cannot be like the world. But many have not allowed God to work on them. So they join all the activities in the church, but the situation continues. It continues. And there's no Christian, no one Christian that wants to do something wrong. They do it, they feel bad about it, but then they go back to it. Oh, glory to God. It is in his presence that those pictures that are stood there, no matter how much I pray, something keeps telling me, oh, I will remain an average person. Something keeps telling you, everybody in the family dies young. This one will happen. Truly, you've seen three of your older ones leaving their husband's house and you are number four. You can't deny what you have seen. What, you can't say you didn't see it. But that picture must sink. That's the reason of casting down all imaginations. That picture must go down. Otherwise, it becomes something. Last week, remember I told you, by the second year when the pastor, I don't want to mention his name again, the pastor is a popular pastor in Nigeria, the second daughter could not walk. Himself and his wife, they both knew. And the doctor told them, born crippled, but they refused to accept it. Said they would put her on the floor and they would kneel down on the floor there and be touching the ground, touching her leg, just saying in the name of you, we walk. And he said he would be in the office counseling people and he would just see a picture of that girl, 16, on a wheelchair in crutches. The picture stood. Satan is an expert in doing that. This is why he sends news of death. Do you know how many people have left Nigeria? Not only because they were looking for greener pasture, but because something has told them that very soon the whole country will be invaded and all of us will die. We are not dying anything. On the contrary, the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ over this nation, all men will see it. Nigeria will change. I'm not against traveling. Some of us are here by choice. No matter how many times I don't think there's any time that I travel that I didn't start calling. Let's say I'm supposed to return February 4th. I will start calling like February 4th. That can I return tomorrow? I start calling my hairline. Can you help me to move it? God, I'm tired of staying here. Once, if I'm to preach in a church and I've seen some friends and everything, I'm done. The way some people are looking at me, it's like, well, that is you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, a time comes. Your mission on that is more important to you than any comfort. In fact, what gives you comfort then is your mission. I told them a story on Wednesday, which I feel I should repeat. When we're struggling with growth, we still have a long way to go right now. But then it was more terrible. We will be 8, we'll be 10 in church. And that day, so I fasted Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday till 5 o'clock every day, praying for about 3-4 hours every day that at least we would double the number on Sunday. Then I got to church on Sunday and we reduced more. I forced myself to preach. I didn't like it. And when the service ended, somebody just walked up to me, offering, and the person gave me maybe 2,000 or so. And I just said to God, is it a bribe or what? We ask you to increase the church. You did not increase. Now you sent money. And I said, Lord, I prefer to see more people than me having this money. Anyway, before I still didn't throw down the money anyway. You know that kind of anger. So on my way, I bought food. I think it was maybe TMC that just came out. I mean, fantastic stuff. And it was a consolation price. And I was going on. And I was staying with Shola Adegboye there. Shola is somewhere in the church. I was courting with him. I was not married then. And as I entered the compound, the daughter of Shola's Megad, the man who had the gates, Fulani, the daughter was wearing hijab, small girl like that. She sat outside. And the Lord said, give her that food. I first entered the house, put it on the table. Like, Lord, share this food. But I knew in me, and he too knew I wouldn't disobey him. I went out, I called the girl and I gave her. She looked right and left. I'm sure that the parents were, the father was not looking. And she was devouring it standing. Honestly, I told her, where she was eating, looked like she was eating my liver. The Lord will take you through experiences to kill greed in you. It's not every seed that ultimately God will bless you, that the plan is for you to have abundance. There will be, because the law of the scripture cannot be more. But sometimes it tells you to give just to separate ownership mentality. He wants you to believe that everything that comes to your hand belongs to him, including yourself. And these are not the things that you just say with mouth. At times, God will demand that, prove it, like he did to Abraham. Yes. I told them first service, there is no other way God will teach you how to be patient than for people to be troubling you. There's no other way. There's no garment in there. When you pray, it will just land on you and you become more patient. When you pray that, Lord, I want to be more patient, more people will frustrate you. That is the training. Accept it gladly. Hallelujah. If God wants to make you very strong, that no external force can move you, it's not the one doing it. He could have stopped it, but he won't stop it. He could have stopped somebody from telling an outrageous lie against you, and God would do, he won't do anything. The person with, and people will believe the words of you, because he wants to set you free from opinions of men. So in the future, whatever he tells you to do, you are not afraid of what people, you are not afraid of press. By the time you cross to a certain threshold of success, get ready to for a battle. See, you know what it's like when your name is on newspaper for what you don't know anything about. And the whole nation is talking about you and you have no idea what they are talking about. People who pray for fame, you better think twice. It's not as easy as you think it is. Yes. Even secondary school people will call you by name. Obama. And they talk about you, Trump, talk about you. You have to prepare for it. You open Twitter and they are talking about you. Your daughter makes one mistake, it's the story of the whole world. It will look as if your family is under surveillance. At that level, if you are not tough inside, you will be afraid of things that God will ask you to do. You will not. You must have reached a point where you are too sure that one day you stand before him and you answer, and outside that you don't care about what any other person says. Then there is a measure of power that can be committed to, and if you have reached that level. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Imaginations. So like Jacob, this is where I will take you next time from. What exactly happened to Jacob? The Bible says he was left alone. Three people experienced some, maybe more than three, but we can take three special ones. So Jacob, one, he woke up the following morning and he saw their plan to harm him because he had changed. It was an internal thing. The next person was our Lord Jesus Christ himself. On the Mount of Transfiguration, he moved away from, and the Bible said that his garment changed. And then they saw Moses and Elijah. And Peter and John, they were surprised. Listen to me. There are prayers and there are prayers. When it comes to negative vibes taking hold of you, number one, if you do nothing about it, you are actually selling your future to the devil. If there is a picture of another woman, a picture, any kind of distortion, that you don't deal with. They can grow. The only mercy you can have then, if for instance now, a man is beginning to fantasize about a lady, the only way you can be rescued is for her to say no to you. If she also opens up, after a while, imaginations will produce the physical equivalent of what is going on inside. It's just a matter of time. I told you last week, like a case of incubation. The more you interact with that picture, you are incubating like a mother chick sitting on the egg. Egg that is not sat on will hit it as raw egg. The one that the mother sits on will hatch and become. That's the only difference. Once a thought is planted inside you and you are incubating on it, you are giving life to that thought. After a while, and this is the power God put it there for us to be able to produce positive things. But our natural flesh wants to go the way of the wrong imagination. Yes. The reason why God did this, you can be in a mini flat, in a big queue. Lying down the bed in that big queue, you can actually picture a duplex. And begin to rejoice and thank God for it. If you incubate enough, after a while, life responds to the prevailing picture of your heart. After a while, they asked one of the leading players in Nigeria, what makes a player stand out? All of them go to training. He said, a player who can do on the field what to imagine in your room will be a superstar. He said, a lot of thoughts will come. When they pass the ball, I just fire shot. Many of them play, but you understand. When you are sitting down, it's not yet your turn. They are playing set. You are imagining. That's why spectators are the best players. He should have passed like this. Enter and pass like that. But when you enter, you thought it's not so. But you see, if you meditate enough, I don't know whether it was this archer, the best in the world one time, and they said that you're always lucky to get the big points. He said, well, whether you call it luck, I don't know. He said, but one thing I know, the more I practice, the luckier I become. As I stay in my ward, imagining me shooting those big figures, the more I do it, the more they happen. So he said, I don't care the name you call it, but I know I do something away from everybody. When it comes to this, my heart goes to families, especially. You are the lady that called me. So she called from a particular place where they are carried out to a prayer camp somewhere. And she called on the 22nd or so. I haven't done all the fastings and the rest. So I said, what exactly do you want me to do? The situation has not changed. And I said, God is not mean. He didn't send you to punish your stomach for 21 days. He didn't do that to anybody in the New Testament. If it's to fast and pray for light, for adjustment inside your soul, fine. As a matter of fact, they are coming to this now. I agree with the second school of thought. When Jesus said, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. He already answered the question, Master, why couldn't we cast out this demon? He said, it is because of your unbelief. Direct answer. He said, notwithstanding, this kind. And people quickly said that kind means that there is a kind of demon. Jesus never, because that will contradict Mark 16:17. That this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. Fasting is not mentioned. Please, I'm not downplaying fasting. But let's stay with scripture. So Jesus couldn't have been talking about fasting. I agree with Andrew Womack and those who said that what Jesus was saying was that this kind of faith, this kind of conviction inside, they only happen when you have been a man and a woman who separate yourself into prayer and fasting. Did you get that? Yes. So not this kind. That's why people say that this kind of demon. Because the boy was a lunatic and he had epilepsy. And then so people say that, you see, when it comes from demon, Jesus said that this kind of demon does not come out. Say, but no, Jesus didn't say the demon. This kind of faith. People have used epilepsy before after eating a bowl of panayam. Are you getting what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Is somebody hearing me this morning? Remember where we started from. The Lord told me, as they allow me to work on their imagination, as they watch fellowship with me, I work on them, they allow me to work on their imagination, I will start putting things there and I will, they will start producing it. That is what will happen to a lot of members of this church. After 6 months, you are 600 times where you used to be. 600 times. 600 times. What people can't explain. Here is a small kiosk that you are managing on the street. After 9 months, you are on 5 floors. And they cannot explain. Here is a salon you are managing. And in 11 months, it has grown to a massive building. And you own the building and everything. Here you are the only one doing the work. Now you have 40 staff. Imagination. As we pray and allow the Spirit of God to begin to delete. But remember, that kind of prayer is not that, Lord, just touch my heart. There are prayers that you can begin that way, but get to a point where you sit down. I just want to use one word to describe this prayer. House, learn to settle down with God. That's the best way to describe that prayer. Settle down with God. At times you switch off your phone, switch off TV, and you are like, I'm not talking to anybody till 1 in the afternoon. You are alone in your room, on your bed. Moments like that, as you begin to pray in the Spirit and worship, your Creator comes and He begins to address the issue from the roots. Why you are weak inside, why people appear not to like you, is because He won't even explain to you, He will just adjust. God is not a talkative. Many times doesn't need to tell you the etymology of your problem. Or it was when your grandpa slapped somebody. He doesn't need to say all that. He comes around. He takes that negative picture out. He puts a positive one. All of a sudden you realize that now you have more faith. You pray more faith than ever before. Now you just notice that you are now looking at the positive side of life. Now you are no more angry at people. They still do the same thing. Something is changing. Something is changing. Something is changing. I have a witness in my spirit. There's somebody listening to me. Anger problem. This is not anger. This is rage. And it's not only you in the family. As a matter of fact, I'm seeing you a picture. You were close to killing somebody one day. This extent of this anger. There is a way. Otherwise, as you worship, as you come to church, you go back to the masturbation. And then you join some other guys out there. You say, God is not looking, it doesn't matter. It's not about whether you are grieving God with it. That is already terrible enough. But it's about the fact that, do you want to continue to live that way? Any preacher who justifies fornication, what does he tell his daughter when the husband is cheating on her? Just silly people making silly statements all around. Are you with me? Do you want to? No Christian wants to live the wrong way. But when people don't have the way out, they begin to fabricate some doctrine to stand, justify what they are doing. But I'm saying to everybody, you know, I see great things ahead of you. You are not the one that sickness will cut short your life. You are not a victim of one stray bullet or whatever. No. No. You are not barren. You can't be. You can't stay without getting married. You desire marriage. It's covered in the word. You have it in the name of Jesus Christ. You desire prosperity. You have it in the name of Jesus Christ. You desire peace of mind. You have it in the name of Jesus Christ. Imagination. Shall we rise? Look at you know, you might need to deliberately stay away from people who complain every now and then. Life is very serious. Some take it this casual approach. Why are you afraid of losing friends if it's necessary? Did we come to the world together? Some people are very sentimental. May you not become sentimental to the detriment. I don't understand why you don't value what is important to you. Anything that brings you down, say bye-bye to it. If I go to a place and I come back stained, why should I go back there again? I come back with unbelief. Come back getting angry. Come back getting tired. Come back with gloomy pictures and no hope. Then I'll stop. Because just a matter of time, it will enter into me. And once the seed begins to grow, I'm in trouble. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It will get to a point, which I have started already with everybody. Everybody listening to me, it will get to a point. You will so grow in this thing I'm saying that it is now the negative that will be so difficult for you. If you want to know how negative this world is, I heard this story during the week. I was listening to a man, I was listening to a woman, and I was shocked. The girl was supposed to marry a former girlfriend. They went to a church, and a preacher came to say, God, this is why, oh, dear Lord Jesus. I don't know whether many of you at the back, you can pick my heart about what I'm telling you. It is even important the kind of picture of God they paint to you. Whether your prayer will be answered or not. I remember the guy that went into an institution, as in an asylum. As a young boy, he began to have, you know, sexual organ up, and then he had sex with the dog. And he felt miserable. About 4 or 5 years after that, he heard the preacher talking about unpardonable sin. And he waited to see the man after service. What is an unpardonable sin? And the man said some kind of sin that God hates. And he told the man what he did that some years back, had intercourse with her dog. And the man said, that's an unpardonable sin. So what does it mean? He said, you are doomed for hell for life. God can never forgive you. The thought haunted him till he landed in an asylum. Now, this is the bad thing. The preacher might repent later and realize that what he has done. When we were in school, there was one that preached against women wearing trousers. He left school, went to San Noy Company. He was still a Christian spirit, then he saw more light. Then the day he came back to preach in school, the wife was wearing trousers. Some brethren felt like stoning him with shoes. And he told them, he said, you know, I operated based on what I knew then. This is why, number one, find a good teacher of the word. And you know what? You have found a good church here. If you ask me something in the Bible, I don't know everything that I don't know. I will tell you I don't know. I don't build reputation, mix up things. I don't know everything that is in that book. So when you ask me a question that I don't know, my answer will be that one I don't. Maybe if I study more, I will know. But to fabricate something. So this guy, he said, the guy preached that sickness can glorify God, that God can even use it to pass a message as he put sickness on you. And there was this young believer who really wanted to be used of God. Do you know he went to pray that, Lord, make me sick, that people might, he said, Lord, give me cancer. I will forward the tape to the, in Adromach is 70 something. So he said, the girl had cancer in less than a week. And after a while, died. At the funeral, when the pastor was preaching, 4 people got saved. She got what she wanted. Now, Andromach and the girlfriend listened to that. He said he was the one that gave his girlfriend that message. He touched the girlfriend that 4 people gave her life to, their life to her when she died. Or when that one died. The girlfriend also prayed the same prayer. And the one which she had cancer. And she too died. But Andromach that gave her the message. Because he too believed it. God just helped him and he realized that, wow. A belief system can set put somebody in bondage forever. When you see a person who cannot go out because he has forgotten an handkerchief that they prayed over, they pray over handkerchief in the Bible. It's a belief system. Now, the demons watching over him will start rejoicing. But somebody else is walking around without anything. He believes that greater is he that is in me. And that is the one I prefer. The one who lives inside you can't forget at home. Hey! He goes. Now, that is not to say anything is wrong with. I told you it's in the Bible to prove and catch you. But when you get into the extreme of it, is somebody blessed? Fear. Pictures. This is why everybody spend time listening to messages. When the service is over, maybe tomorrow morning, play for service. The more you listen to a particular type of message, your thoughts begin to form along a particular direction. After a while, the way some people are afraid of witches is because of what they have a fear coming by hearing. If you take a child in Australia who doesn't know anything about witches, he's not afraid. And you know the funny thing? The witches might not have power over him. Where were the witches and the charms of Yoruba and Benin Empire when the white invaded the place? Those people came, they did not respect what you buried on ground. They kidnapped even the idol, symbol of the idol in Benin City. They carried it. And the idol did not kill them. It will follow them like this. It's a museum. What a shame. Something that others are bowing to, somebody carried to go and make money. And it did not kill the person on the way. Do you see what I've just said? Imagination. To a typical Benin and Yoruba person, some of the charms, they said this. It's because of what we've heard about it. The white man didn't hear anything. So not afraid of anything. Lord Jesus, we give you praise. Thank you for your word. Bless the hearers. In the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name.
Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion. It is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, and from today I belong to you. If you have said those words, well, believe you are born again, you are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. God bless you. We love you. God bless you.